Bush grave sites. Some more than a century old are being given new recognition by a tiny team of volunteers called Outback Grave Markers. The volunteers travel the length and breadth of WA to find the grave sites, research their stories and place an engraved metal plaque on the site with its details. Trevor Tuff has been through the Pilbara and Kimberley again this year. He put 15 plaques at Bamboo Creek Mine and some at Yarri and Bendue stations. And then his northernmost grave-finding trip started along the Fairfield-Leopold Road and a rough drive across country to Rashinda Gorge.
Yes, well, without old Sam Lovell, we never would have made it. In fact, Sam went in last year and found these two graves and then took us back in. And the first 30-somewhat k's off the Wingeana Tunnel Creek Road took us about 4 hours. And then we left our caravan and trailers and stuff there, and the next 9 kilometres took us 3.5 hours, and we were down through creeks, and there's no track at all, and just big boulders and rocks, building our own way here.
And you were able to get to the graves. Who was buried there that you wanted to put a plaque on?
The story is that there was three prospectors, and this is back in 1892, and they were coming along the top of the King Leopold Ranges, and because of the cliffs they couldn't find a way down, and some Aboriginal folks there found them and showed them, guided them down, but they wanted to be paid, I suppose, in food, and these three old fellas didn't have any food to spare, and it ended up the Aboriginals killed two of these fellas. And the third one got away and back to Derby, and they managed to go out. And by then the bodies were just scattered bones, and the police dug a grave and buried the two fellas together. I don't think they would have dug it very deep, because it's the ground so hard we couldn't knock our steel pegs in. So they probably just covered them with the rocks that we found.
Was there still a little bit of a cairn there?
Yes, yeah, quite... Well, Sam Lovell found it. No one else would have, but Sam's amazing.
He is Mr. Kimberley for a reason, isn't
yes.
he, Trevor? You also went out onto the mudflats near Derby to a place called Nobby's Well, and this is named for something rather interesting too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. You would think Nobby would be a person, but in fact Nobby was a racehorse, and he jumped off a ship that was tied at the wharf, or they were trying to unload him, I suppose, and swam away. And they found him living the life of Riley out at this soak, about 20 kilometres south, pretty much straight south of Derby, out on the mudflats. And so that's Nobby's Well. And it became quite a waypoint for people travelling to Derby because of the freshwater springs there. And 4 or 5 houses shot up, and you can see the remnants of those. And there's an enormous big... steel water tank there that was made in America, and it's been heritage listed now, and the remnants of the water trough. So we went looking for these two fellas who died there. One died of malaria about 1904, and the other fella died of an alcohol excess and choked.
And his grave is marked in a unique fashion, isn't it?
It is. They obviously just dug a hole next to the water tank and or water trough, rolled him in, and then used the beer bottles to poke them headfirst down into the sand. And all you can see now is the bases of the beer bottles just sticking out through the mud there. Yeah.
You're reaching out across history in many ways as part of your Outback Grave Marker program. How do you feel when you come across sad, tragic, incredible, amazing, uplifting stories of which the whole gamut are contained within this one grave marker that you were placing in any one location in the state?
Yeah, that's right. I tried not to get too tied up in the sadness, because there's a lot of little kids and ladies and that, and some really sad stories. But I think it's important we record these stories, and Australians, I feel in general, are starting to feel like we're losing our identity of who we are and where we've come from and what's made us who we are. And a lot of these stories just haven't been recorded. And so we're writing them down, publishing them on our website. And our website eventually will be an enormous resource of information We've done 570 something graves so far.
How many more do you think there are to go?
Thousands. Thousands. I reckon it'll take 50 to 100 years to do them. In 50 years' time, I'll be 121. So it probably won't be me.
But if you had your way, you would still be packing the four-wheel drive and heading out bush and exploring, because that's I know you love it.
And the station folk are marvellous, absolutely marvellous. And they're very interested in preserving the history on their properties too.
Trevor Tough from the group Outback Grave Markers. And since leaving Perth on the 30th of June, Trevor and his wife Sue have completed more than 100 grave markers. And they're working their way back south now through the Pilbara, Murchison and Goldfields on their way home again. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to the group's website or do a search through the ABC site to learn more about some of the specifics that they've done in past visits to your region.